The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's fairly common for people who meditate to have an expectation of getting something or changing themselves. It's reasonable to have that expectation. For example, the idea of becoming calmer or to somehow not be so caught up in thoughts. And sometimes the expectations are much grander than that, expecting to have some special states of mind. The foundation of mindfulness meditation is to become familiar with what is actually happening. And so we don't want to bypass this foundation, this beginning of practice, which is to get familiar, to recognize, to feel, to experience, to know what is actually happening in our experience. And so when the Buddha started giving instructions in mindfulness of breathing, he began by instructing us to become familiar with how the breathing is, just to know it in and of itself. And he made it really simple. He said, if you're breathing in, inhaling a long inhale, just know that that's a long inhale. If you're breathing out a long exhale, know that you're breathing out a long exhale. And then the next step is, if you're breathing in a short inhale, know it as such. Experience it as such. Recognize it as such. If you're breathing out a short exhale, know it that way. It can be helpful to expand this, though, to become familiar in all the different ways that breathing is experienced. Just getting to know your breathing as it is. Some people control their breathing, and then they feel, well, I shouldn't be controlling it. It's okay to control it. What we're asked to do then is just become familiar with what it's like to have a controlled breath. Kind of like you're going to study it so closely, what that experience is like, that you're going to write your PhD dissertation on a controlled breath. You really get to know it well. And whatever the way the breathing is, take time to get to know it. It's a way of being a friend to your breathing. It's a way of allowing the breathing to become your friend, is to take time to get to know it as it is. And what will happen is over time, it'll change. It might change over an individual meditation session, might change over a day of sitting. It might change based on what you suddenly, the thoughts you have or concerns that suddenly come up. And it's all okay. The foundation of the practice is to become familiar with how it is now. This is how it is for now. So as part of this meditation session for a few minutes, I will guide you to becoming familiar with your breathing a little bit more fully, maybe, than you normally would. And as I direct the attention to different parts of the body, if you don't feel any breathing in that part of the body, don't worry about it. It's just part of the overall becoming familiar. So to settle in a little bit more, get a little centered on the breathing, you might take a few gently, gentle, fuller inhales and fuller exhales. And as you breathe in more fully, almost like you're getting a massage from the inside out, stretching the rib cage, lifting the shoulders, expanding the belly. And that as you exhale, for a few exhales to let go more fully in the exhale, letting go into how the body experiences exhaling. And then breathing normally, making no special effort to breathe. You might also take a few moments to go through your body and relax any holding or tension that you have. You might soften around the face, perhaps a softening of the shoulders. And a softening of the belly. If it's easy enough, it can be helpful to let your belly hang forward and down. Also, if it's accessible, to relax what I call the thinking muscle, that part of thinking that is felt as tension or pressure, tightness, physical tightness, maybe in the skull someplace or maybe somewhere else. And then if you have any physical expression of your drive to think, as you exhale, see if you can relax that thinking muscle. And then within your body, as part of your body, see if you can experience, notice what happens in the middle of your chest as you breathe. Is there any movement in your chest as you breathe? Any expansion and contraction? Any pressure and release of pressure. Any lifting and then letting go of that lifting. And if you drop down a few inches below the middle of your chest, maybe to the area of the solar plexus, what are the sensations of breathing there? And then to the sides of the solar plexus, this in your rib cages on the side there, maybe your lower rib cage. Is there any expansion and contraction, lifting and falling? Pressure or tightness, pushing or lifting. If you come down into your belly, are there any movements in the belly as you breathe? Sensations of pressure, release of pressure? Any pulling or tautening, tightening, and the release of it. How does the rhythm of breathing in and out play out in your belly? And then behind your belly, your lower back, the back. Probably very subtle. But are there any sensations, any rhythmic sensations connected to breathing in the lower spine? And going up the spine, going up the back. Maybe mid-back between the shoulder blades. Are there any sensations there of breathing? Any movement? Any rhythmic alteration? Alternation of sensations? And coming a little bit further up to your shoulders. What are the sensations that come into play as you breathe in your shoulders? And even if there's uncomfortable sensations, is there any alteration in them between breathing in and breathing out? And if now you gently, tenderly become aware of the whole torso, whatever way it's easy for you, putting all those parts together, how is breathing experienced in the torso as a whole? Would you say that breathing is short or long? Deep or shallow? And as you experience your breathing, can you see if you can soften your mind in how your mind is paying attention? So you're not pushing or striving, but you're also not resistant or complacent. You're alert to the experience of breathing in the body in a relaxed way, but taking in the experience quietly as if you're to become more familiar with it, get to know it better. You let go of your thoughts so you can better listen or feel the body's experience of breathing. Letting the mind become a little quieter so you can better sense and feel the breathing. Not thinking about the breathing, but sensing it. Recognizing how the body experiences breathing. And as you continue breathing mindfully, you might notice in the periphery of your attention places in your body that maybe you can relax or soften. Before you soften them, become familiar with them. Get to know them. Maybe you can breathe in and out through those places so you can get to know what the experience of tension or tightness, holding might be, anywhere it occurs in the body. And once you feel you're familiar enough with it, you might relax it, or if it doesn't relax easily, soften around the edges of it. Soften the awareness that knows it. So as I said at the beginning, the foundation of mindfulness meditation is to become familiar with what's happening. And when we do something as supposedly as simple as just trying to stay with the breath, becoming familiar with the breath, we might become more familiar with breathing, get to know it better and better, and kind of enter into the experience of breathing. But we also might become aware, familiar with something else that's going on. We might become familiar with our expectations, how we're trying to make something happen. We might become familiar with our judgments and reactivity to what's happening. We might become familiar with the concerns that keep driving us away from the breath. If you keep remembering that what we're trying to do is become familiar with what's going on, then none of that is a problem. And just something else to, oh, it's like this for me, it's like this. This is what's happening. In this 16 steps the Buddha gave for mindfulness of breathing, breathing is kind of like the drum beat that keeps the beat of the music, that we kind of keep going with the breathing. It's like the thread of continuity through our experience. A lot of things might happen as we sit and meditate. We might think, we might have feelings, sensations in the body. And the art of this is to somehow keep the thread or the continuity, the beat, of breathing in and breathing out in your field of awareness. I like to think of it as that the breathing's at the center, and it's kind of like everything else is in the periphery. And you may become aware of things in the periphery, but you don't get pulled away from the breathing. You breathe with the periphery, you breathe through it, or somehow you keep the beat going. And you don't kind of lose the beat by, you know, getting caught up in other things. And then in this beginning of instructions the Buddha gave, he said you become familiar with the breathing, whether it's short breathing or long breathing. And then you become familiar, you experience how, because you're settling in, being more, a little more here, the next thing that kind of becomes natural to become aware of is how the body's feeling. Start feeling maybe uncomfortable, or where the tension is, where the holding is. And then the instructions is become familiar with that. Get to know that. It's that simple. But after we become familiar with it, the fourth instruction the Buddha gave is to relax the tension of the body. If there is any tension holding in the body that's there, you're allowed to relax the body. But it's best not to rush, be in a hurry to relax. I think it's much better to do the relaxing part after you've taken time to become familiar with what's here. Get to know it. And once you know it well, the relaxation that we can do, if it's accessible, will be much deeper, will be much more productive and useful. So those steps, get to know the breathing, get to know how there's holding in the body, tension, and relax the holding, relax the tension, is how the Buddha began his instructions on mindfulness of breathing. All while you just stay breathing. Just stay with the breathing. So we'll take now 35 minutes for a walking meditation.